It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't want to talk about
the anus.
You really like that word, don't you? Okay, that was snotty. I don't respond well to snotty.
This is BS. This is BS. Why are we here? I am going to call corporate. Enough is enough. I'm so mad.
Does it bother me that I wasn't invited to Michael's dinner party?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, the Do You Care question about all the Pope hype. Mm-hmm. It's Pope mania here in Washington, D.C. Get on the line to get on the air right now, 877-365-3636. And as I look at my lovely computer here, I think I have to turn it back on because everything just went dark. So, gentlemen, talk amongst yourself while I
think all you have to do is touch the touchpad. And it should light right back up
again. No, it says I have to press Control-Alt-Delete.
That's not good.
Oh, you broke it, Mike. They'll never go into it.
Now I have to put in my super secret password.
By the way, I have your answer on whether the Pope did or did not kiss the ground. He did
good,
not.
I'd love to hear about that, Buzz.
He did not kiss the ground on his arrival today.
What a jerk.
I thought it was a tradition.
Hold on a second. I got to put my password back in.
You never know where that ground has been.
I know what Buzz is occupying his time with. That's why he was late. I have a theory on that.
Really? You do?
Go ahead.
I'll be interested to hear that theory myself.
I know we are searching for the new sound of this show as we sort of hit the ground running. May I play a tape for you, Mike, that I think might be good to sort of model the show after?
Yeah, Rob, go ahead.
I think you'll like this. This is also multiple voices, but see if we can get this rhythm going.
Okay. Bush, why do people equate John McCain with Bush? Why? Because they both happen to be Republicans?
He's not a clone.
He agrees with Bush on 95% of the stuff.
You like that?
Can I hear that again, please?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's what we want to shoot for.
This is what I call the template.
Bush, why do people equate John McCain with Bush? Why? Because they both happen to be Republicans?
He's not a clone.
He agrees
with Bush on 95% of the stuff.
It is an absolute lie.
Anyone
who thinks that is not reading.
So there you go.
All right, hold on. I'm still working on the phones.
Sounds like we might need an engineer.
I heard Buzz. You know what Buzz is very upset about today?
What?
He wouldn't talk about this unless I brought it up. He's worried about the chip in his windshield.
That's right.
He has a chip in his windshield?
He's got a chip in his windshield.
Oh, Buzz.
This is the world of Buzz Burbank. Uh-huh. Buzz Burbank is a meticulous, fastidious individual.
Yes. Fastidious individual.
When he gets a chip in his windshield, it's a big deal.
Drives me crazy.
Why are you,
why?
You got to get it fixed right away.
I do. Because if I don't, then it won't get done.
The comprehensive should take care of
but
it.
But the good news is I found a guy named Chip to fix it.
No.
Hey, CK, if you're in the building.
Or John Trimmer,
my little computer screen right here is totally gone out of whack, so I can't do it. Hold on.
I can punch up calls over here, Mike.
I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it the right way. I want to do this properly.
I understand.
The host way.
It's a very important thing for me to do.
It's
my first chance to really interact, Rob.
How did you break it?
I didn't break it.
So it's not broken?
No, I'm sitting here in front of the computer screen.
Is there
and
a
all
chip
of a sudden
it
just went to Chip is the guy that
is going to fix my windshield.
Is fixing his
chip
windshield
bandwidth,
today.
Right?
But seriously, you know, the Do Your Care question, as far as it's all you see, it has been hyped in Washington starting probably 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's all you see. Now, I am a fallen Catholic. I've discussed that before. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on that.
Rob is a just tremendous, rebellious former Catholic.
Ooga booga, hocus pocus.
I don't think you would even consider yourself a fallen Catholic. I don't think you've committed any of the really bad sins, have you?
No. I'm still married.
Why are you so anti-Catholic?
It's just craziness.
Why is it craziness?
All right.
What is the difference, seriously, between what you do in the Methodist Church? And you go now, do you go every Sunday?
There have been times when I have gone every Sunday.
So you occasionally go and...
Hey, look, it's Chris.
I broke the computer.
Chris, what religion are you?
Agnostic.
Agnostic?
That's nice.
You know, he has to be. With the pipe he lays.
There's no connection between the two.
Constantly.
Okay.
The man is the horn doggy of horn doggies. No, but why the hocus pocus? I asked you this. You have evaded me.
Okay.
You have not answered that. We know what his thing is.
Right, he can have it.
But you used to be a Methodist as well,
of
right?
Of course, yes. I was
until
baptized.
Until you got the chip in your window.
And all of that, yeah. Right. And then I turned
bitter. The chip is what did it?
Mm-hmm. It made me bitter.
Do you think that, Methodism is too exotic?
No, I mean, I have a hard time believing in what strikes me as a myth.
I see. Well, you see, I'm not to that level.
Well, even the people that are non-Catholics, even people that are Reformed Catholics, whatever the case may be, as somebody who was raised in that church, I personally
don't necessarily understand the hype that is surrounding this. I really don't understand it. I can see that there are people that get into it, but you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be at this mass that he's saying, you know, in National Stadium.
I saw a lady today who said that she was so thrilled to be singing for the Pope. She was a part of a choir. Mm-hmm. She said, it's the closest on this plane that you can get to singing to God.
Do you think that this is created, though, because we are supposed to get hyped about it? You're supposed to get excited about the Pope coming here because you see it on every major network. You read it in every major newspaper.
It's always been like this.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Always has been.
And it's also, that's the agenda setting. It's an easy news story with a lot of great visuals and a lot of excitement and a lot of people involved. And like Channel 5 today here locally, they're going live coverage starting at 3 o'clock of a plane landing and a guy getting off the plane.
Now, I don't understand if I feel strongly either way. I don't know whether it's I don't care. I think he's a world leader in a way. So I'm kind of intrigued by that. But as far as this amazing hype, I don't track with it that much.
Like, for example, you're not into the 5-minute news story about the guy who's building the chair?
The Pope chair?
Yeah, the Pope chair.
I saw the news story today where the bishop was walking around the baseball stadium making sure that the Pope's altar was done
right
way.
Exactly. They have to cover all the grass, you know.
877-365-3636. They have fixed my phones. Let's go right to them right now. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How do you feel about the whole Pope thing? Do you care?
And why? Or why not?
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fredericksburg.
Kevin, you've seen all the hype. He's landed. Buzz said he did not kiss the ground. Do you care about Pope Benedict?
I do not care. I mean, I think he's one spaceship away from Scientology. Mm-hmm. The rules in this 10 commandments of driving he's coming out with, I mean, it's nuts.
Well, what would you say?
I'm a fallen Catholic. And you know, now I'm just a Christian, but, you know, the Catholic religion scares me.
But it sounds to me, even though you're saying you don't care, that you actually feel so strongly about it that you do care, only in kind of a negative way.
There's emotion there.
There's emotion there only because they scare the hell out of me. They being the Catholics, like I said, they're only one spaceship away from being Scientologists.
All right, now see, I disagree with them right there because I really don't think that the Catholics are one spaceship away. I think really, I use my dear sweet mom who's celebrating her birthday next week. Mm-hmm. She goes to Mass on Sunday, but she's a live and let live. I mean, it's a religion.
Right?
If you're going into a religious environment and it's kind of let people do whatever they want and you get something out of it, I don't think you're a lunatic.
Did you go to Catholic school?
I did not. My sister did, and I think she was better for it.
All of my my parents, both sides, all their siblings went to Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
and they remain frightened of nuns because of the way it is so strict.
Terrified for life.
And that's like being frightened of spiders.
Yeah, I guess. Nunophobia.
I'm frightened of nuns. But let's go to Mike in Falls Church.
Maybe that's why that guy was scared of
Mike,
Catholics.
Mike, you're on the air. What do you think? Do you care about all the hype?
Not at all. I mean, I myself am a recovering Catholic. And,
a recovering Catholic.
Yeah, recovering Catholic. They screw you up and spit you out.
Okay, how did they screw you up?
Just the hypocrisy, the whole boy-touching thing, it just really didn't sit well with me.
Guilt, okay. Eternal damnation, those kinds of things.
I don't know who this is going to be. I'm wondering if it's the guy I used to call Manny in Rockville. I hope it's Manny. Is this Manny in Rockville?
This is Monty in Rockville. How's it going?
Monty? Okay, we used to have a guy called named Manny.
Manny,
fabulous
right.
baseball player, mm-hmm. but it's not you. Do you care about all this hype?
I care not a bit. I think the Pope's a douche, to be quite honest.
That's a little heavy-handed, don't you think?
That's what they said on Channel 7 this morning, though.
Well, see, you're not getting anything that's even remotely controversial when you're seeing
right.
the coverage. You're not seeing people on the street that are interviewed, and you don't see, you know, saying something like this. Why do you feel so strongly about it?
I think he's leading a bunch of superstitious people.
Now, see, I think when you hear that, it almost goes over the line into the whole
yeah.
bigotry thing, and I'm not sure I like that either.
Well, I don't know.
Silence in the room, fellas.
Andy's gone.
I think I don't know that superstition is an unfair word.
Okay, let's go to Vanessa in Alexandria. Vanessa, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz. How are y'all?
Hi.
Are you one of those people that think it's hocus pocus?
I am a Catholic, and my father was a Catholic priest, so that's a whole other story.
How did that happen?
It's kind of like the Thornboards. My mom met him in confession, and one thing led to another. But anyways.
Wait a
second. That sounds good.
You do not hear, I'm, you know, really, you hear more of the kid-touching stories than you do something like this. You mean your mom met your father when he was a practicing priest?
Yes. My father was a priest in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
and
he
actually... Huh?
He raised the screen and their eyes
met. No. My mom was getting a divorce and had to go to confession, and they were friends and became friends. Nothing happened while he was a priest.
How do you feel?
Three Hail Marys and a Hail Yes.
He thought she had a nice voice, so.
But Rob Shecky-Stewart. Go ahead.
Why are you annoyed?
I have to commute from Maryland to Virginia, and I can't take my regular route, and so this is kind of a pain.
So you do care.
I do care. It's messing up my flow.
There you go. You care in a very negative way. Hello, you're on the air. Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to get in on your new show.
Thank you.
I am a returning Catholic.
A returning Catholic, somebody who dropped out and then joined up again.
Hmm. That's correct.
So you have to go through kind of some dog and pony show for that as well, don't you?
No. They take you right back. Once you have a baptismal certificate, that's like a life membership.
You have your papers in order. You're
see,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You say they take you right back, but if...
You're going to have to see your papers.
Now, what's the reason you left the Catholic Church to start with?
Well, I got all disillusioned with it, too, but I think that's something that happens when you're younger, when you don't think about the great beyond or anything like that. Once you start seeing your years away, I think you give that kind of stuff more thought, and going back, I started going to the Methodist Church with my wife, but I didn't like that. I liked the comfort because I went to Catholic school and I was used to all the rituals.
So, I mean, you're talking about, this has kind of moved into the whole area of whether you like being a Catholic or not. What about the hype about Pope Benedict coming to the United States?
Well, of course that's great. I mean, you know, he's the main man, so it's always good to have him back here in the country and him here with he has to say to us.
Okay, thanks for the call. I think Buzz is the main man.
I do, too. Always have.
That's what I tell him every single day.
Wouldn't want that responsibility.
He's your main man.
He's my main man, Scott in Sacramento. You're on the air, 877-365-3636. Do you care about all the Pope hype?
I don't really care because I'm an atheist. I'm on Buzz's side.
It's not a yes, side. Yes, and as we all know, Buzz is the leader of the atheists.
Not a side.
And there is a competition. That's why we must all choose a side.
Well.
You don't care at all.
Only reason I care is to get him out of here.
Now, here's the thing. Everybody that's calling and saying they don't care, then they go on to say, get him out of here, I hate him. So you feel very passionately and very strongly about it, and I'm curious as to why, and that is not reported at all.
Right.
You do not hear that. It is a, you know, carte blanche. He comes to the United States. We love the Pope. We get the stadiums open and all that. But people feel that way, and I'm not sure I understand the way you feel either.
Well, I just don't want to see it on TV. I mean, I don't want it junking up my news. That's the only reason I care. I mean, because I don't believe in anything he believes in or says, so I don't care about what he says. I just care that if I want to watch the news, I got to watch this guy ride around in a Pope mobile.
Right now,
that's the thing. You know, you got to go with the Pope mobile.
Yeah. Did you see it on the TV this morning
when they had the Secret Service guy riding?
It was great. The stunt double.
Oh, incidentally, and I was going to mention that I was watching that on the news today. And this falls into the category of all security in the United States. If you're really going to provide security for anyone, do you think it's a great idea to actually describe in detail?
I know.
Where the Secret Service are going to be, how the thing is going to be constructed.
Yeah, they said it's built on a modified two-door Mercedes.
They showed like the seam of how
the
glass is going to work in there, and it just seems to me it's a manual for terrorists.
I wonder if Scott from Sacramento, who just called, is going to go see when His Eminence preaches in Lodi.
Yeah, he's making that big stop.
Yeah, after New York, he goes to Lodi, doesn't he?
Well, I think I understand the Pope is moving to Las Vegas.
I'm pleased that I just said that the Pope was going to preach.
Yes, he's going to. Well, they preach. It's the same thing.
Sure.
Eric from Falls Church, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. Good luck with everything. And the one thing that you're forgetting that the Catholic Church has brought us is the Blues Brothers.
He's right, you know.
You know what?
That's a good call.
The Blues Brothers.
That's a very good call.
Because anybody that knows anything about them, they were on a mission from God.
That's
you
right.
Fat penguin.
No question. I love that lady's name. What was that
Kathleen
actress?
Kathleen Freeman.
That's in his, Rob's brain has that in his brain all the time. Alexandria. I'm sorry. Alex from D.C., not Alexandria. You're calling the Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Do you care about all the hype?
Actually, I do care about the hype.
Okay, good. I want to hear people that feel this way, too. Why?
Okay, I am a Catholic, born and raised Catholic, born and raised in Washington, D.C. I've also been, for about 20 years, an altar server at the Basilica of the National Shrine. I am fortunate enough to be able to meet the Pope tomorrow.
Can I ask you one question before you go on, Alex?
No, they never touched me.
Okay, I wasn't going to say that. That's the obvious question. Do you know what this means? Listen carefully.
What's the Pope singing there? Do you know?
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Do you speak Latin?
No, Dominus omnis pacem, yeah. I know a little bit of Latin.
So you're
not
pretty jacked up about the whole Pope thing, and I know, a lot of people are. I'm not going to ignore the fact that a lot of people are.
Why are you...
I'm extremely excited for a number of reasons.
Okay.
But my sister is also delivering the second reading for the Papal Mass tomorrow, so I'm excited for her.
Okay, so it's personal for you.
He's like a super Catholic.
It's very personal. You know, like I said, I was born and raised Catholic, and everyone, you know, I'm not trying to push any religion against any others, but to sit here and listen to people, you know, talking about the Pope, you have to remember, he's a religious figure, so, you know, whatever your ideas and
your values, but I got to tell you, Alex, he's a religious figure, but this is a religious figure that gets statesmanlike treatment when he comes to the United States.
You have to remember that he is the leader of the Vatican, so technically he is the head of state.
Yeah, he is. Well, but also you don't see the same thing. I mean, I'm not sure who the head rabbi is.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Michael Hoffman is his name.
who the head Muslim is, you know, but you don't see the same treatment. And I think for people that are not in the personal situation you're in, they don't respond the same way to it.
Well, but you also must realize that Catholicism was one of, if not the major religion in the world. So that definitely has something to do with it.
But I just said, I'm sorry, Buzz, the major religions in the world do not have their leaders treated the same way as the Pope when he comes to the United States. I think there's a difference there.
Case in point, Mike is a very well-informed guy. I think Buzz is even more so, and I'm bringing up the rear, but I do okay. I don't know who leads the Muslim movement. I don't know who leads the entire Jewish movement.
And I think what it is maybe they don't have the same hat.
Well, if he had better hats.
I think the hat makes it.
But, I mean, the Pope is such a clear leader of this huge denomination, and it makes him almost, lack of a better word, a target, because he is so visible and so covered in the news that he is the guy that is the Catholic guy.
But I'm curious, sir, and I don't mean to give you a hard time or show any disrespect, but my question is, why are you excited about meeting the Pope? Is it because you hope to be inspired some way, or is it more because of his celebrity?
I am excited because, A, it's a historical event.
Okay.
Interesting, because a lot of people feel like, hey, you know, this is a superstar coming. You're not going to get another chance to go see the Pope. It's a big deal like that. I'm still missing it a little bit.
Would he equate it to, like, meeting a president?
I would.
Okay.
I would equate it to meeting a president.
All right, Alex, thanks a lot for the call. We're going to take a few more of these calls.
That was the first guy that made a little sense to me.
I am officially looking for a translation on that as well, because I enjoy that. I want to hear it one more time. Hold on a second. God, I love that.
You've got a beautiful voice.
Right, I truly do. So I guess people care for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure I get my head around it. I really am confused by the entire thing. But, we might have a special call from the man himself just to...
That would be nice.
I know Buzz was going to talk to the Italian prime minister, but, you know, he's landed, Rob.
I know. He's in town.
He's here.
Perhaps a conversation with the man, the guy that everybody's talking about.
I've got a phone number.
Pope Benedict. Also, Joe, we will continue to take phone calls on whether people care about this or not. 877-365-3636. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.